Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Houser steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Houser scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is hit by the pitch. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones misplays the ball. That's an error on Jones. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla juggles the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Francona scores. Askew moves to third. Held moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jones out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Houser moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams pinch hits for Dave Moorhead. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.